It's just hot. I'll take that if I can enjoy the view. Don't go shy on me now. You know how I am. Or at least, I thought you did. What do I mean? What am I doing? I'm just sitting on your lap. No, baby. It's not you who has questions here. Give those utensils to me now. No, kitten. I won't be feeding you. Only good boys get that privilege. Am I angry about something? Do I look angry? You've seen me angry before, baby. No, not angry. Concerned, confused, upset, but not angry. I don't get angry at you, kitten. Why am I upset? Well, let's find out together. We'll tuck this soft hair behind your cute ear, unveiling your beautiful eyes. Brush my palm over your blushing cheek. Slide my fingers down and around your pretty neck. Oh, have we found a problem? Those big eyes tells me yes. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, kitten. But there is something missing from where my fingers are. Wrapped around your pretty, soft, supple, exposed neck. Where is your collar? Kitten, you know just an explanation won't do. But an answer to my question is a good place to start. Your bag? Hidden away in this bag of yours. I see. I even allowed you to put it under the collar of your suit or shirt. That way, at least, it can still be revealed if needed to repel any vermin or would-be homewreckers. But no, kitten. You decided to walk around without it, like a stray, just waiting to be picked up and adopted. Shh, you don't have permission to talk. Now, hands behind your back. I really did think I wouldn't have to use these again. You promised me I wouldn't need to. I've kept my hands clean, just as you wanted. I have not stalked, sabotage, or even hurt anyone. Even when they got closer than I'd like. Because I had that reassurance. My mark. My initials on you. It made me feel better. Made me think you were safe and clearly spoken for. Clearly, I was made to be a fool. Though it was part of our rules. It did not mean all that much to you. I even chose one that wasn't invasive or openly provocative. It even fits your style. I put much thought into it. It disappoints me to see you trample over those feelings. At least you feel some remorse. I see you catching yourself. Almost slipping up, denying, promising, pleading. But you kept quiet. Maybe it can still be good. Maybe. I don't want you to think you are in the clear, kitten. Even though your distressed, beautiful face may make my heart waver. I'm only human, after all. But I'll give you a chance to confess what your face is showing. Let's see. There. A soft, padded blindfold to protect me from your irresistible eyes. I can't have you using my weakness against me to ease your situation. Now then. Four buttons left on your shirt. You'll give me an explanation. If I find it lacking, the button comes undone. If you convince me before the last one, all will be forgiven. But if the fifth button comes undone... No, kitten. Not the basement. Not the playroom. Only good boys get to go there. No, if the last one becomes undone, well, let's leave the tension hanging there. You can use it as motivation. We have all the time in the world. It's no rush. Keep your breathing steady. And go. I see. Yes, it is very hot today. Not enough, kitten. It only got hot for the last hour of your work. You could have endured it, or even let others see. I wouldn't mind. It might scare off some potential annoyances. A short rush of embarrassment in exchange for safety. A promotion opportunity? That's wonderful news, darling. Didn't want to seem unprofessional. I see. Kitten... It is as if you have not been listening. Not only does a choker fit with your suits, having your supervisors know not to mess around with you would be a huge weight off my shoulders. You, wearing my collar, is what stopped me from plucking their eyes out after all. Next. Don't mind me, baby. I'm not unbuttoning it. Just playing with it. Go on. Oh, your mom visited. She is such a lovely lady. Accepted us being together so easily. She is an exemplary mother. We should invite her more often. Don't try to pull on my heartstrings, kitten. I won't go soft. Or do you think this means so little to me? You're trembling, honey. It's okay. Take your time. Breathe, sweetie. There you go. What was that? Please? Please what, darling? You promise not to? Ever again? Oh, kitten. No. No more buttons, kitten. I'm afraid this leaves me with only one option. Your hot breath. Is rolling down my chest, kitten. I can feel your body shaking beneath me. We both know I won't hurt you. I could never bring myself to harm you in anger. You have nothing to worry about. We can fix this behavior of yours. I'll bring my good boy right back out. You want that too, don't you? You know you've slipped up. Probably been slipping for a while. It was so slight, you just didn't notice. And you've been so good, I got careless. Forgive me, kitten. This is as much my fault as yours. No, no, it's okay. It makes me happy to see you concerned for me. It truly does. But I must keep myself accountable for my actions. Both mine and yours. I'll fix this. I promise. With a little bit of training, we will bring you back to your usual proper self. Yes, kitten. I will train you back up to be the good boy you are. It's nothing extreme, baby. I'll make sure to take such very proper care of you throughout it all. Not a hair out of place. Rule number one. Kitten doesn't speak. A very good start, darling. See? We will breeze through this. You just be good and listen. And I'll take care of the rest. Now, this choker really does suit you. Just the right pattern, size, and centerpiece. And there. I'll call it Kitty. It's a safe kitty. It looks beautiful on this pretty neck. No more playing with it and taking it off. Don't worry. The lock is small. Hardly noticeable. And the same color as the choker. I wouldn't take half measures or act without thinking things through when it comes to you, baby. I can see you want to ask why I had a lock prepared in advance. I didn't just have a choker made for you. I had a whole set of accessories made for you, too. As you will see, there were some I had hope it would not need to use. Now then, kitten, your full attention. Open your mouth. Good. Now bite. It's a leash, darling. It attaches to the small loop on the bottom of the centerpiece. I'll remove the handcuffs, and you will go upstairs to our room. Blindfold stays on. I want you by the bed, on your knees, leash attached, and the handle presented between your lips. I'll call your office. You will be taking sick leave. A week to start. Should the results be unsatisfactory, well, you racked up plenty of vacation days. I'm sure that won't be necessary. You've always been a quick learner. Now, kitten, on your legs. All four of